The content of this podcast is not designed to diagnose, treat, or prevent any medical illness. So if you have any questions about you or your child's health, please get in contact with their regular healthcare providers. Thanks and enjoy.
It's Dr. April, and welcome back to all of you marvelous mini medical students listening in. Okay, let's get right back into it.
Another knock at the door?
I'll get it. Hang tight. Hello?
Excuse me. I heard that there's a party with, like, a pizza. I'm so glad I just so happened to be wearing this really cute outfit today.
Wait, who are you?
Who am I? Hand, foot, mouth, Hattie. Okay.
Hi, hand, tooth,
hand, mouth. Foot, mouth, Hattie.
Sorry, hair,
no,
foot.
No. Excuse me, I'm channeling my inner Taylor Swift. Okay, say it with me, people.
I am hand, foot, mouth.
Kind of baddie. I love fashion, singing, socials. I'm out of this world, but totally approachable. I bring rashes, mouth sores, don't forget fevers to daycare, schools. How about either? Oh my gosh, hand, foot, mouth, Hattie.
Hand, foot, mouth, Hattie.
Hand, foot, mouth, Hattie.
Wow.
Right, Dr. Waffle? That was a whole entire bop. Go, hand, foot, mouth, Hattie.
Thank you. And, like, where's that pizza, by the way?
Well, welcome, hand, foot, mouth, Hattie. Nice to meet you. I'm Dr. April.
I'm Dr. Cespedes. Pizza's over there.
And I'm Dr. Waffle.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, did you hear what she said? What she said about fevers and rashes and all that?
Astute observation. That's right. She did say something about fevers, rashes, and mouth sores.
And her name starts with hand. So she probably causes rashes on people's hands.
Okay, mini doctors. And you two mini med students at home. This is huge. We have Mr. Measles, who causes rashes and fever. Fun guy, who's the fungus among us. He causes rashes. And then hand, foot, mouth, Hattie, who causes fevers and rashes on people's hands.
Yeah, we're finally going to get to the bottom of this for Kiara. We have some pretty good suspects in the building right now.
Agreed, Dr. Cespedes. Okay, let's huddle over here while they're over there and really talk this through. Let's get our fact frames and hopefully our suspects stay distracted while we try to figure this out.
Who could it be this time?
Oh, hi!
Hi, Miss Immunity. You're the boss of the body's immune system. Let me introduce you to everyone.
Ah! What are you doing here?
Word around town is that you've been up to some mischief. That you did this to Kiara. That you caused her rash and those other problems.
Mr. Measles, wait!
Mischief! Whatever happened to innocence until proven guilty?
You do cause cough, rash, and rhinorrhea. And if you're in fact innocent, you have a funny way of showing it.
Me? Guilty? I was strolling along, minding my own business until I got pulled into this thing. I thought there was a nostril here I could... I heard rhinorrhea. And so I...
All sounds fishy to me.
Hey, you all have the right to... Hush, especially you, Mr. Measles. Thank you.
Miss Immunity, thank you for coming. We've heard all about you. You're so, so awesome.
Why, thank you.
And the rest of you all know each other, right?
Hand, foot, and mouth, Hattie.
Excuse me. Hand, foot, mouth, Hattie.
Mr. Measles.
Don't come any closer.
Yeah, don't come any closer. Cute shoes, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Chartreuse is really your color, yeah. And have you heard?
I'm afraid not. Heard what?
Well, I got the tea from those T cells. Did you know that they threw a party in one of the lymph nodes in little Jessica Winslow's anterior cervical chain? And didn't invite any of us. Only Strep. Strep.
Shady boots.
Is that so?
I have my sources.
You know, it isn't polite to gossip.
Gossip? I thought everyone was talking about it. Figured I'd fill you in, but whatevs.
Anywho, mini doctors, Dr. April, you know, I'm not immune to just stopping by when I'm in the area. It's so wonderful to see everyone.
Well, what we're trying to say is thank you so much for stopping by. Very generous of you to oblige us so unexpectedly.
Why, thank you. I just love compliments. So helpful to me.
Hey, everyone! I'm back!
Did you, by any chance, wash your hands?
Define wash. And hey, I think you might need more toilet paper in there. Speaking of, how do you make a tissue dance?
No, I don't know.
You put a little boogie in it.
A little potty humor, huh?
How are you, fun guy? Long time no see.
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, Mr. Measles is squirming over there in the corner. Hand, foot, mouth, Hattie is over there with her arms crossed. Other than the doctors, looks like we're the only ones that kind of get along, huh? Tough room.
Oh, I know. I really don't give you too much trouble, do I, fun guy?
Who could it be now? A smelly armpit?
Hello? Oh, another pizza delivery. Yes, thank you. How are you? $19.88. And here's the tip. Thanks again. Okay, gather around, everyone. Let's eat.
Can I have everyone's attention?
Sure, what's up?
You all think that I, Mr. Measles, caused Kiara's rash? Is that right? Well, how do we know it's not you, hand, foot, mouth, Hattie? Or you, fun guy? Well, I need to extricate from this frustrating fiasco once and for all. Allow me to explain. Why, it can't be me. One day, I was strolling along, you know, looking for someone to infect. Perhaps a nose, a mouth, maybe even an eye where I could sneak in. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Such a lovely nostril. Who goes there? Oh, somebody help! I'm melting! I'm melting! So check the record, mini-doctors. Kiara is vaccinated. And that is precisely why it cannot be me.
He does kind of have a point.
Please excuse us. The mini-doctors and I are going to huddle over there. And Miss Immunity, you know all of our suspects very well, so please join us. Come on. You too, mini-med students at home. Come on. Well, Mr. Measles does have a point. If Kiara is vaccinated, the chances of Mr. Measles being the cause of Kiara's rash and other problems is very, very slim.
But not impossible.
True, yes, but the chances are very, very small. Almost like getting struck by lightning.
So is it safe to remove him from our list of suspects?
Maybe not, right? We should move him down the list, but not take him off completely. Besides, we have to interrogate him using our fact phrase before we can be sure.
I agree. He stays.
Stupendous points, mini doctors. Miss Immunity, if there's just even a very small chance that Mr. Measles could be our suspect, should we remove him from the list or keep him on until we can gather more information? And you, mini med students at home, what do you think? Do you think Mr. Measles should stay on our list of suspects? And why or why not? And if you're not sure, what other information would help you make a decision? And hey, let's cue up some thinking music. Sometimes when I need to get really focused, I'll put on some music that helps me think. Let's try it. I agree with your professional opinions, mini doctors and mini med students at home. Let's keep him on the list until we know more.
What else would help us totally cross him off the list?
Remember your fact frames. Do Mr. Measles' usual behaviors match up with the story in Kiara's fact frames? Okay, we're back.
Well, it's been fun, you cool kids. But I must go. Pass me my jacket, please. The temperature has dropped.
Sorry, not so fast, Mr. Measles. Although, you're kinda off the hook for now.
What? Okay. My Lifetime movie start at 8 o'clock, so I hope you all figure this out rather quickly.
What are Lifetime movies?
Nothing for you to worry about.
Hey! Why is everybody looking at me? Oh, no you don't. You're not pinning Kiara's symptoms on me, are you? Well, let me tell you a little story about why it can't be me. Kiara and I, we go way back. Like, to when she was 4 years old. I lived on her arm. We went everywhere together, you know? To her preschool. Her teacher was so nice. I loved the playground. We used to swing on the monkey bars, go down the slide. We went to the movies with her mom and her dad and brother. She introduced me to so many new people. Until, well, you know, I had to go. She got an anti-fungi cream or something like that. Was that you, Dr. April? Fungi cream? Pfft, not fun at all. And that is why, peeps, it can't be me.
You're telling us that Kiara had a ringworm?
A very common rash it is. Ringworm looks reddish, round, flaky, and has a raised border. And it is caused by a fungi. Sorry, fungi.
What does Kiara's rash look like?
Wait, what? Worms? I don't even like worms.
But what about the cough and rhinorrhea?
Yeah, not my thing.
Mini doctors, Miss Immunity, shall we huddle again? And hey, none of our suspects should leave the building yet.
You know, we can hear you, right?
Totally.
Okay, get a move on. You're wasting time.
Hey, mini med students listening in. You too. Come on, hurry.
Our suspect, Fungi, knows Kiara already. She's had ringworm before, and it's common to get it again. Could it be him?
He said he doesn't cause cough and runny noses.
Okay, you're thinking. But what about the rash?
Well, ringworm is a round rash, red and flaky, raised borders.
We need to see exactly what Kiara's rash looks like. We only know from his spots that it's lumpy.
Could those be the raised borders of a ringworm?
So, in other words, we can't rule them out yet.
Excellent point, mini doctors. Are you saying we need a
physical exam?
The next step is logical, logical. We've gotta get a physical, physical. Check if her rash is typical, typical. We've gotta get a physical, physical. Why do you look so quizzical, quizzical?
The 1980s are over, Dr. April. They were over a really long time ago.
But they'll always live in my heart.
Okay, here's what we know, right? We have Kiara's story mapped out in our frac frames.
A rash that her friend Julissa noticed at school.
She also has a cough and rhinorrhea, also known as runny nose.
And while you know Kiara's story, these suspects are holding back.
Yeah, we still don't know yet if all or even most of these suspects' typical behaviors match Kiara's story. Her story that we organized in the fact frames.
Right, like fingerprints.
Mm-hmm. And while Mr. Measles can cause a rash, cough, and rhinorrhea, we also know that Kiara is vaccinated or pretty much protected from measles already. So the chances of it being him are super slim.
Yeah, really slim. And we know fungi causes a rash, but he says he doesn't do the other stuff, the cough and rhinorrhea.
Good. Really important to sort out what we already know versus what we need to know. You know, we could really use a focused physical exam to help us get to the bottom of this. Do any of my mini doctors remember what that is? All right, Dr. Cespedes, please tell us.
A focused physical exam helps doctors focus on just those parts that are related to whatever's bothering the patient at the time.
Oui, oui. C'est ça. A focused physical exam is different from a full physical exam I get from my doctor when I get a full checkup every year. For example, if a patient has a cough, the doctor or the nurse will make sure to take a careful listen to their lungs. Or if a patient has a sore throat, they'll want to check their throat. What do you think, mini med students listening along? Is there anything else we should know from a physical exam of our patient Kiara? What else?
Cue thinking music, please.
Okay, make note of your thoughts, mini doctors, and you too, mini med students listening in.
You have something to say, hand, foot, mouth, Hattie? I hope it's a confession.
Oh no, we've run out of time, but make sure you tune in next week to hear what hand, foot, mouth, Hattie has to say. Bye.